Probably.
Are you ready?
Ready? What'd you say yesterday?
Words?
I
meant to say snatch, I think.
Yeah, that was one of them, but you said satch or stash.
It was stash, it was vegan naked stash.
Vegan naked stash.
Oh, my jersey mixed with
a little
bit of Boston.
Sam, they are here, and you know they love the beer. They love me, don't you know they love the beer.
Alright, welcome to episode 2 of the Beer Goggles podcast. I'm Drew.
I'm Nate.
Chetty.
I'm Kate.
Kate and Chetty are our two guests today. me and Kate have been indulging in some wine, so we're minorly tipsy.
A bit.
I've been indulging in cough syrup. So
you're a robot.
Tripping face. All right, good times.
That's
oh!
That's worse than all the things in the world sometimes.
He did make me another Click special. So.
Drew Click special.
What's a Drew Click special?
And yeah. That's a bit disturbing.
That's actually just a sandwich I made yesterday because Alan bought it. And bought this stuff.
Well, I kind of did that. Psychology out. I don't know. I was like, hey, you have any more hands? He's just like, yeah, I got some more. I'm like, I'm not going to take the last one. I'm going to be late. I was like, I had to worry about it. I don't want it. And as soon as you say something like that, you know he's going to go with the like, good boy Alan mode.
Oh, no.
That's a good way to. Thanks, Alan. It's like you can.
Miss you.
It's like you know how to trick him. Dance my fucking puppets.
Alright.
Alright, today we are going to review the newly popular Guinness Black Lager. I can't turn on the TV without fucking seeing a commercial for it. And very wonderful Dogfish Head 60-minute IPA, as per request from Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of my favorites, and it's awesome. Oh, do you want me to go into the story from last week after the podcast?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, well, after the podcast, things got real hairy. We decided to start drinking a little bit more heavily after we turned the microphone. You know, shit got real.
Shirts came off.
And we drank some vinegar wine.
Some old-ass wine that separated. Don't care. It's still in my room. Smells like awful wine in there. And we went to the bar, and I was like, hey, I have $5. I can get one beer. I wasted it on a Sam Adams... What is it? Alpine Spring?
Alpine Spring, yeah.
It's
that's
the worst fucking beer I've ever had.
Really?
It tastes so terrible, right?
Remember, yeah,
It was awful.
Yeah.
And then Eric and Nathan were nice enough to buy me some beers, and I got some Sierra Nevada. I don't know what it was, but it was a good one. I think it was just, like, one of the normal ones. That Alpine Spring one is so bad. Most of the stuff is at least tasty.
Yeah.
But that one.
Not worth the price. Though.
That one tasted like it was sour, like it was a skunked or something.
Sam Adams to me, like I know they're by definition they are microbrew.
Yeah.
But they're mainstream enough that the fucking $5.50 a glass or whatever is a little push it these days. Like you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. It's not like.
Yeah, I guess when you put out 30 beers on the reg and they're distributed.
Like, not for nothing, I feel like if you go west enough, you're probably not going to see this.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You go to fucking Cali, you'll run into at least a handful of bars will probably have Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that shit's coast
mm-hmm.
to coast.
That's what I mean, though.
But I've never met a Sam Adams I like.
Right.
I haven't.
Fair enough.
I
they
just
are,
don't.
They're microbrew, but they're so similar to anything from Anheuser-Busch that
that's
you're getting
the
same product.
Which is
just like some of them taste like cherry.
Another
we're gonna get so much hate down in Sam Adams. Whatever.
Oh no.
A little tidbit about this guy. There's an awesome documentary I watched like maybe half a year ago. Beer Wars, I think it is.
I talked about it in the first cast.
It's about the big two, and then the guy that owns this is just like fucking throwing their side about it the whole time. They've been trying to buy him out for years.
He also had a show on Discovery called Brewmasters.
Oh, I didn't know he was
doing
stuff.
Yeah, they did a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
He seems like a guy I'd want to hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, after the bar.
Sorry.
No, I just realized after the bar, I was I was pretty drunk. I got home, and I was like, oh, man, I'm really hungry. My mom is up.
Oh,
I'm 24 and I live with my mom. But
I'm 25 and I live with my mom.
Caitlin's on her own. She's more successful than all of us.
Well, relatively.
But so I get home, and I'm like, oh, I'm real hungry. And she's like, do you want me to make you something? I was like, no, you're not. Something. She's like, well, I don't know. Like, do you want a sandwich? I was like, no, I'm not gonna make you make a sandwich. That's so rude. But, Mom, can you make me a sandwich? So she made me a sandwich, and it looked awesome. And I'm like, all right. I'm holding the sandwich in one hand, and with my other hand, I'm trying to unbuckle my pants to go to bed. Like, just take my pants off to go to bed because
I'm
that drunk. And I'm stumbling around in my room, and the room's dark, and I wake up. My pants still on and the sandwich not touched and sitting on my bed, and I didn't eat the sandwich.
I'm proud, Billy.
Not with a sandwich. I think the one time something like that happened, I was drinking in Windgap at is it Scorecard that's on 512? Like, you know,
no,
it's right on 512. It's literally across the street from Turkey Hill.
Okay,
oh god.
And I'm getting trashed out there, and I get home, and I always had a like back when I was like heavily drinking like that, I always had to be a stomach.
Yeah.
I roll over. I'm going to wake up, and there is the chicken tenders.
Oh no!
Undisturbed.
Oh yeah,
like, you know,
that's the best.
Undisturbed soda. Like, everything's fine. Everything's fucking fine. It's like I didn't move.
Well, my problem was.
Did you eat it?
Did you?
Oh yeah, totally.
See, my problem was since mine wasn't like wrapped up like a Wawa sandwich, the bread got crusty, so I just threw the sandwich out. So now,
that's a waste.
I didn't tell my mom. But I felt really guilty that I made her make me a sandwich. Guilted her into making me a sandwich.
One time when I was in the heyday of drunkenness, where it was like every day, I fucking woke up and there was pizza like glued to the fucking bed. That I just slept on the whole night. And it had like
I
a
love
bite.
Bed pizza.
It had a bite taken out
bed
of it.
Pizza?
I peeled it off the bed. I was just like, I just ate it. And then I went back to bed.
Hangover cure. That's awesome.
You know what the funny thing about that is that's like half like drunken moment, sure. But not for nothing. Like when you've done it because you've been on the road and show like that, but that's just like a way of life. When you're single and on your own at some point, that's just how shit works.
Yeah.
I remember clearly living on my own East Stroudsburg, and they'd be nice, but they don't need to be drunk. They're just fine, like.
Yeah, when money is tight and you're just like, that pizza's like 3 days old.
Yeah.
And I left the top open.
It's not more
like,
than
I know
yet.
It's been on
the like,
since
so...
Friday and it's now Tuesday morning.
You kind of stick and poke at it, make sure nothing moves around.
Check
like,
for like white spots.
It. Eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right above
poor life.
All right, do you want to try first beer?
Yeah.
Do we decide which one?
Are we doing the lager?
You want me to flip the coin?
Flip
a
coin.
Actually,
flip
I brought
a coin.
The coin out because I figured.
Heads, lager.
Heads, lager, tails, the IPA?
Yeah.
Doo-doo-doo! It's tails, IPA first. This lager better be good because we're drinking the good beer first. I'll be bummed.
Yeah,
which
no,
we are.
Right.
I mean, we are going to be drinking good beer first, but that's
decent
all right.
Decent beer. Nice. Thank you.
I haven't actually tried this.
No, it's backwards.
Backwards?
No, like this.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
You know I'm not a beer fan.
All right, and since we just made a bunch of noise, I'm going to... Ready? Ready? Because it came out so well, and
Dude, I popped a cork last podcast. It came out amazing.
All right.
Oh, did I tell you
boring.
You should go to the first
time you're over. Way to narrate.
There will be beer in the house. There will never be cans in the house.
Do the trick here.
Oh yeah? What's this? Beautiful. You could be a bartender, honestly.
For beer.
Well, only beer.
For bottled beer. The job's already done for you.
Exactly.
Are you ready, guys? You want to cheers it?
Alright, we're not.
Cheers.
Before we cheers, it's like we're having a party or something.
Right.
Delectable.
Nice. Yeah, that is really good.
I can't get over how good this IPA is. It's like,
is fantastic.
IPAs are supposed to be, not supposed to be, but they are bitter. They are a bitter beer, and this one just, because they let it sit.
They did it right.
And I was comparing this right before you guys got here. I was saying that, I was comparing IPA to making chili, and I like hear me out here. That making chili, it's like when you make chili right away and serve it right away, it tastes great. But when you let it sit, it gets so much better. And I feel like every like 60 to the 90 to the 120, it just gets better and better and better. And it's like chili. I mean, that's like beer for dummies right there.
No, it's, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You're letting the ingredients do what they do and work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's a more dumbed down way to put it. It's like spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
So it's better the next fucking day. No different with chicken.
Fucking Chinese food.
Oh no.
Let it get please cold and it's
I'm gonna say that no. When I had Chinese food yesterday, that was like 3 days old though.
Yeah, yeah, it's never good. It really
isn't. Oh, I love cold Chinese food.
I tend to feel that if that Chinese food.
I tend to feel meat. That, like, any Chinese is just going to destroy my stomach.
So slowly.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a while.
But,
if Chinese food is wrong, I don't want to be right.
But, yeah, I had that, I think it was a Weyerbacher IPA that I drank right before last podcast.
Okay.
That I was saying was, like, I did not enjoy. And then I had
was
this.
Was that, like, ghost ship or something?
No, it was something that went towards animal shelters. Like, all the proceeds went towards
that.
Oh,
the hippie beer?
Oh, no, don't ruin it.
But,
please.
No, I didn't really enjoy the beer that much, and I had this in a variety pack, and I had that, and I'm like, that is how I feel IPA should taste. I'm not a huge IPA fan.
Yeah.
But I enjoy this a lot.
Dogfish Head IPA, like, the 120 minute is my favorite, one of my favorite, if not my favorite beer of all time that I've had.
Have you been to the brewery yet?
No, I passed by it a few times doing... deliveries for
many
trips down. Yeah, it's right
in the
dollar.
Awesome.
It's really
expensive.
Close.
Is that the bar's expensive? At the restaurant? It's awesome.
Yeah. It's not that far away. It's only like
yeah, we
hours
like
away.
That they have that thing in Rehoboth too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But yeah, and then that thing in Rehoboth is honestly like an hour away from the brewery.
Yeah.
Not even.
What?
It's just like west or east or something like that. I actually think if you go east an hour you're in the ocean. So it's probably
that would make sense. A little bit.
Yeah, it, like you go 10 minutes east of the thing in Rehoboth, you're in the ocean.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right there. So the Dogfish Head Brewery is in the middle of the ocean.
Apparently, yeah, you're right.
You got to swim there, and the bar is expensive.
As if it's not bad enough.
Don't get your money wet.
You're like double wrapping it in Ziplocs.
But it was the low tide. I can't. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Sugar.
I'm dry.
Put it in your prison wallet and swim over here.
Prison wallet.
No.
A what?
A crusty burger that was built on an oil rig.
Five years older than us. Simpsons
how
was
old?
Out when we were alive.
The math's there, you're good.
4 years for me.
Yeah. And I'm the youngest person here.
But you're still legal to drink because we would not condone underage drinking as
no,
we talked about
never.
Last podcast.
Yeah.
Never condoning that shit.
There was a story I
which
to
all
tell.
We did was talk about drinking underage and stealing from beer stores.
That's
so
beautiful. That's really a beautiful podcast, in my opinion.
What were we drinking that one night at that party?
Oh no. That's a very vague question.
That party.
That party?
That party, that house party at Brian.
Oh, Lewis's going away party?
It might have. I think it was.
I have no idea what we were drinking.
I know that I drank a half a bottle of Puerto Rican rum along with, like, the Keystone Ice that we did drink.
It was probably Beast Ice.
Yeah.
He's best.
And I got tattooed a smiley face
oh,
on my side.
And he doesn't know.
Good.
He didn't know about it for days.
Point
we
six.
Like,
no, I knew about it the next day.
Because someone told you, though.
Yeah, Cheryl, I think.
Oh, wait, what? I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should show her the smiley face tattoo.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'm new to all this, so.
He got so drunk, he during Minor Threat punched a hole in the wall and then passed out with his ass.
I'm really
proud.
So that
Lewis,
sounds like something
Lewis
I would
gave
do.
Him
all
a
right.
smiley face tattoo while he was passed out, and he wouldn't have known about it if Cheryl didn't tell him.
Yeah,
because it's like back here. And to
that's
everyone who's listening,
you won't
back
notice?
Here means on your like lower
for a
side
while?
Back.
Yeah, lower side back is correct.
Just picture like don't know. Like 3 years
later,
what the fuck?
Well, like, when I
was saying that's what we were trying to do.
Thank God.
Yeah, when, that would have been excellent.
Like this big.
Yeah, you know, I would have never like, noticed it, but I laughed.
It was a birthmark.
Weird ass birthmark.
It's great.
I laughed
I
as soon
cancer.
As. Yeah. This is happy cancer.
Happy cancer.
But yeah, I saw it and I was just like, ha. And then I just went back to bed. I was fucked the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we got blitz that night.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, that's been your steez lately.
Yeah.
Every time I see you, it's Fireball.
Yeah, I love Fireball.
It's yeah.
It's like the candy.
It is.
Yeah.
Just whiskey.
It's like Goldschlager, that schnapps. It's identical to that with a burn.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And you don't have to worry about ingesting gold.
That sounds lovely, actually.
Yeah, I was always worried about that Goldschlager shit.
Someone
I drank too much of it.
I knew a woman that basically
life.
She claimed that was like all she could drink. She had like someone fucking bypass surgery.
What? So she wants to plate her
no,
operated
she
on stomach
about,
with
no,
gold?
No, she was talking about like you can only eat so much, so naturally like beer is very filling. So you can't hold that much. But what you can do is do like round shots, or whatever. And she picked Goldschlager because. Supposedly, and I don't think this is true at all. The metal, like the gold flakes, nick you, so to speak.
Yeah, they,
and it makes the
that,
alcohol.
That's what
system.
Was a big thing rolling around. I'm not the only one that heard that, right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Goldschlager cuts your throat up, so it gets your blood.
So it gets your blood. Yeah, like
which
I don't want alcohol to cut me.
Yeah, that's
the alcohol
what?
Does. The gold does.
Yeah.
In my
the alcohol doesn't cut.
Yeah, but I'm ingesting alcohol.
Yeah. But if you just ingested gold, it would cut you the same way.
That's
you wouldn't get drunk.
A waste? Things we call that a waste?
You go home, you see mom's chain, and just like.
But I'm afraid to do it.
I wouldn't get drunk. Just swallowing rings.
Terrible idea.
It's like that piece of spaghetti that goes halfway down your throat, the rest is in your mouth, and you're just like,
oh,
ah,
no.
Weird.
News reads the next day kids die from ingesting gold chains thinking
the worst way to die.
Yeah,
like that's the worst,
most embarrassing.
Oh yeah, like relatively. Those kids that drink like hand sanitizer,
those fucking
oh
assholes.
Dear god.
Yeah. Hey, I was listening to radio on the way to work one day and they were talking about that and like some legit, you know, some way to when I was training and the guys on the radio, some chemist calls in and he's like, the type of alcohol that's in there, it's yeah, it's alcohol, but it's not alcohol.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, if they drink,
it's like if you drink rubbing alcohol, you're not gonna get drunk. It's not that.
Like
you
oh, you'll
die.
You're
gonna throw up.
No, I know people that have drunk rubbing alcohol. They didn't die. They got really fucked. They didn't die.
Yeah, they should.
Or like, what was the
waste?
Like people that were fucking taking bottles of vodka in the ass or something like that. The fact that you drink alcohol. I swear
is
to
God. Oh yeah,
that?
No,
I
no.
Swear to God,
really?
Some
you didn't get that video for me, did you?
That's
my private shit.
No, I don't remember what school. There was college kids, and they like basically were just doing funnels in their ass, and it passes
oh, no.
through the system quicker, so you get really fucked up.
Yeah, but it
right.
also
if it's
there's
vodka,
no
just
it's,
drink the bottle.
But
there's
no
filter.
Your eye.
There's no filter. It never hits your.
So it kills you
because
you're getting pure
your
goddamn alcohol
yeah.
into your veins. So that's what kills
they
you.
Were like you could drink, like you could do, I guess, a beer, and you'd be just retarded.
Yeah,
like, I would never want that.
No,
I feel like that would
disturbing.
Just burn a lot, and
who knows? But you
shitting
know what
would
know?
Be awful the next time you shit.
Yeah, I saw that on 1,000 Ways to Die the first time I ever heard about that.
Oh no!
And I was like,
You know that
yeah.
was a frat party, the toughest guys on campus. Bruh, bruh,
shove this up my ass.
Yeah.
Yo, don't be gay about
it's
it.
Not
though.
Gay or nothing.
You can't
don't look.
Look
at me.
Pour it in there with your teeth. He sat there with a bottle in his mouth,
teeth.
Like.
Pour it in there.
Slosh it around your mouth and spit it in.
Just spit in my mouth. I mean, what?
Just Spit it back in my mouth.
Ruby goes.
Spit it back in my mouth. Spit it back in my mouth. Go team.
Squirt it in this dog bowl. I'll drink it.
Dude, the fraternity was really weird, man.
Like, that's the...
This is a Tuesday night.
It's got strange. 10 in the first 10 minutes. Like, you know those frats do just all kinds of weirdo shit, mm-hmm. like the real hardcore ones, but they've been doing that kind of shit for fucking ever. So that means, like, the old, like, alma mater fucking, whatchamacallit, the some really fancy schools.
Harvard?
Like, no, Ivy
League?
Ivy League, yeah. Oh. Big old Ivy League schools. Like,
Drew with the big vocabulary.
Oh, yeah. It's like your grandfather probably got pegged.
Not my grandfather. He graduated.
Thank God my grandfather was not.
He was out of school at 14. He missed that fucking fag.
He got a diploma. In,
nice.
He got a diploma in pound and bash.
Oh, no.
I got a bachelor's degree in what? Badge pounding? I'm a professional badge pounder.
Cute. Very cute.
Very cute.
You've accomplished so much.
Beating up hams or whatever the fuck you said earlier.
Slam hams.
Slam hams.
Wait. Slam hams New York City.
No, in New York City, slamming hams with a cow. With a cow. What does that even mean?
Oh, God.
Well, he was on the phone with...
It was my girlfriend.
Yeah, but he was on the phone as to how me and him heard it was with someone who we had no fucking idea who he was talking to. And he was just like... The end of the conversation before you hung up pretty much was, for all we know, he'll be in New York slamming hams with a cow.
And we're both like, what?
What you talk about, Willis?
Like, you've been in a group of people, like on the phone. And
oh, yeah.
People, like, you know they're not trying to listen, but then by you're starting to walk back into the conversation, but you're still getting off the phone, so you know they're kind of listening. It was kind of that moment, so.
Wait, you did take
but
advantage of it. You did that
I
on
totally,
purpose.
That's
special.
Yeah. I totally did.
Yeah, he said that knowing it would
absolutely.
Get our attention, which is the best part
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. That I was hoping you knew I was talking about Alan.
I think we didn't.
I was.
Where's Alan right now?
Driving with a smile on
yeah,
his
he
face.
Doesn't need to do any beer casts.
No.
Yeah. No. That's what got him in this position.
Then he only have his own podcast called the DUI cast.
Oh god.
Try DUI.
Yeah, the try DUI.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan.
It should be a Triforce of summons.
With three beers in it.
Yeah.
All empty.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Try DUI.
Poor dude.
Oh, man.
Ganon drunk and Zell drunk and Link drunk.
He got pulled over on Sony Hollow. I didn't believe him. Like, I knew he got pulled. I knew the thing in Main Street Shrouds, but he probably told me about Sony Hollow before. He reminded me of the story yesterday. There's never anyone on that road, let alone cop. Generally.
I think the cop followed
him. He said that the cop followed him on the 40th, he banged the right. And the guy that was only getting him because of a taillight.
Yeah.
A taillight that he got inspected a car 4 days earlier passed. So it was just dumb fucking luck.
Yeah.
So.
No, the only dumb about it is driving.
Well, driving.
Yeah, I don't know why he left that night. I remember that night.
Yeah.
Like, that part of that
he
night.
He told me, he's like, I wasn't even that bad. I was like, well, you were bad enough to get pulled over.
So you were bad.
And I was like, I remember the conversation because I was really mad. And he was like, what'd he say? Well, I needed to go home to get my work t-shirt. I was like, well, good luck getting a job now. Like,
I just remember him, like, I remember him sitting there that night. And I remember him having one beer.
Yeah.
In the 4 hours that he was there, and then he was like, I'm gonna get going. And I'm like, why? He was just like, oh, I got work and blah blah blah. And then I got distracted. I was hammered.
But on the plus side, our friend Alan did some time, some hard time, 4 days.
Yes.
And
his nickname was Harry Potter.
His nickname was Harry Potter because he made some shit disappear for his celly.
Nice.
Who knows where he put it? I won't ask him.
He just came back and he told me Black had his back and his roommate's name was Black. Or his like
Black and Harry Potter.
And he had to hide one of his jumpsuits because
that's
Black sometimes gets cold. That's how it was put to me.
Black sometimes gets cold. I think someone named Black doesn't get cold.
There's an idea for another comic.
Oh, my God. No. Black and hairy.
Fuck our idea. Let's
that is an awesome
black
idea.
Black and hairy.
All right. Oh, fuck yeah. Seriousness. Let's just do this shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. That should be a comic.
Black and hairy.
Copyright.
Two plutonic
get
soulmates.
Get on that shit.
Two plutonic soulmates. It's my heterosexual life mate. No, we both got life sentences. The title of this cast is Black and Hairy. And it works. Because we're drinking Guinness Black Lager.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm ready.
Oh, you, Mr. Schnazzy.
I got with the bottle of red stuff.
Distracted?
Someone's not driving any beer. I am down my throat.
Oh.
It's just not a chunk of beer.
No, I didn't want you guys to. I was just kidding. I can still see.
No,
we're. Not really.
We're only at 25 minutes. We're doing good.
Easy.
Oh, the last time we had our second beer, we were like, all right, now the story's come out.
Yeah,
let's hope no one hears this one about drinking and driving. I like how we were just downing it, kind of, when we used to do it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
Like, Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, or Scranton the home. Or Scranton and Wilkes-Barre the home.
What about, do you know what story we didn't talk about? When we went to Scranton, and then we blasted Big Wig and Minor Threat to Wilkes-Barre. Remember that day?
Yes.
When we got to the Wilkes-Barre Mall, screaming Big Wigs. I know who my friends
are.
Yeah. Dude, that was a day we shouldn't have been driving.
No, we were fucked.
I took a trip at the Park Summit. It all started, we were going to help another friend of ours move stuff around his place. That's just going to happen. Got all kinds of fucking and then found a bar where they were serving same horse slings. That was messed up. I got really fucking hammered on them. And apparently we were in a fancy place. Because when I told the couple to our right hand, I'd like to sit down, and then they left for the evening.
I'd like to sit down so you leave.
I guess I must have just had enough at that point. Man. No.
I feel like that would be something
like
he just looks at like
I know
a thug.
Heard the story, you heard the story about me race weekend like 3 years ago at the Hideaway driving right when I was punched a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
See? Oh, good times.
Good times when you're the third person.
Sort of like that, just nay the part. You know,
yeah, that.
Really fucked up.
It is cold in here.
I just kind of came across. And then apparently went to another bar after that. I was already shit faced, and I was just putting down the cheapest fucking beer I could find. And the bartender is this towering fucking 6 foot billion inch man. Whatever, and he's just fucking huge. And apparently, my buddy Dave told me later that I was just giving him shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Give me another fucking beer. And my buddy Dave grabs me. This is like not the first time it's ever happened. But he's gonna come down. He's gonna kick the shit out of
you. Oh no.
I remember. I remember one night at the Jube, I got hammered, and this guy Rob that works there was like trying to leave. And I'm like standing by his van, and I'm just like, Rob, give me a ride home. And he's like, fuck you, Nate, no. And I'm like, come on, I just should go home. I'm like trying to force my way in. He's like, no, I'm not giving you a ride. I was like, oh, fuck you. And I just pissed on his van and left.
Pissed on his van and left?
Yeah.
Didn't just leave.
Is that what it is?
No, I'm only using a little bit because we have to drink out of the same glass this time around because I didn't have 8 glasses for us.
I was just thinking, like, you know, like a bottle of water.
Yeah, I'm going to go get that now. I have bottles of water in the house. I'm going to go get that so we can wash our. Last time we had 4 glasses because me and Nathan were only drinking and it worked out, so you know, I have to keep
we're guests.
I'm impressed.
Fuck you.
True.
Just wait. April for the IPA glass.
Dogfish Head Sierra Nevada.
And this French dude right? Who's French?
Yeah.
Who is someone important that I can't remember right now. We read up on it, but April, you can start pre-ordering. We come out in like the first week of May, and we're going to do a holy IPA episode.
Yeah, they're
out of the right glass.
Yeah,
it looks like a chalice. It is awesome.
Can I invite myself to this at all?
Yeah, no. The more people, the better, because there's less silence.
Yeah, there's not a good thing.
Dead air is not a good thing.
You guys keep it going.
Fine. Don't come back.
Story. What?
Funny drunken story.
A funny drunken story?
Yeah, just like some kind of silly, not hyper embarrassing, but just something.
The most embarrassing story was told about me on the last podcast.
Oh.
I pissed all over Drew's phone.
Oh, God.
On his nightstand. But we did that one. I can't remember a lot of funny stories.
I've been throwing the drunk tank because my friend on acid had bought a cop, drank a whole case of Steel Reserve. Good times. Not really funny as much
and
as
you, you were just there, so it was just like bad luck.
Yeah.
What happened to your friend that was on acid?
He's actually fine. He's going to Kutztown. Thinks he's the top of the shelf on that.
Oh, where?
On that why shit. So.
Oh, okay.
The land of my home.
Charlie.
Oh, I thought you said land. Because I was about to say, you know, Charlie, this land is your land.
There was a story I had to tell, but I can't remember what it was.
I told Drew an embarrassing story about myself last night. Happened to do greed.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I didn't
no.
bring it up when we got to the second beer.
What?
Okay. I didn't tell the story.
Oh, yeah.
The second beer is coming, so.
Yeah, no. All right, so.
Thank you.
All right, so are we ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right, well, last night Charlie made it very clear. Do you want to do a disclaimer? Should I keep things like very, should I just be like,
my,
I did it?
Aside from the fact that it happened 10 years ago probably at this point.
You're good.
Happened 10 years ago.
Okay.
And she doesn't listen to podcasts, so I'm
safe. All right, so Charlie made it very clear that he... Why don't you tell the story? Because the way you brought it up as to what the band even was even funny, so I don't want to...
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, okay, so the story started with... Alan just kind of made mention of the fact that he had relations with a lady listening to one of Drew's bands.
Listen to the kids. And
yeah.
She hated
what?
It. She hated
she
it.
She hated it, and my response was the sex or the band.
Yeah.
His response should have been yes, but he said the band.
Yeah.
So that led into some other dude, I guess, did somebody else listening to your music?
Oh, John Bailey, while listening to Jerk Reaction and in Iraq, was killing people
yes.
in Iraq for the Jerk Reaction song. So I was like, that's two things I have underneath my belt. Like,
and then out of nowhere,
I some
like the dumbass that I am, I mentioned how back in 1989, I guess it was the year, a little band named Creek came out with a song called The Wrong Way
Open.
On an album called Shooting Clay. And I had made love to my fiance at the time for the entire album.
Which is what? What, close to 110
it's like
minutes?
It's 110 minutes. Beast of an album. And no, it's 70 minutes.
Did you feel a mass amount of pressure come on once you heard that album come on?
Well, the funny thing is, like, not that you have to,
like I gotta go throughout this whole thing.
No, it just kind of sort of happened. That, well, she...
Were you too focused on the time signatures?
Fucking chicks are lame, and that's what I'm gonna say right now.
It's true.
No offense.
It's
chicks
true.
Are lame.
Don't strike me as a lame chick. So I'm
chicks are lame
fine.
And guys are assholes. That's usually how it goes.
But like, she was like, I love you so much. I want to hear this. This reminds me of us. Song's about the dude's soon-to-be-born daughter or whatever. Like, I'm like, I
see that
now,
right
like,
there would be like, now we're not fucking because
well,
that means
now,
you want to have
like,
grape. You want to have
I think
a.
I about it now, and I'm like, crazy.
She's fucking crazy. This is foreshadowing.
But not for nothing.
I read this in books.
Even if you don't, like, you know, the one thing you have to know about that particular band, like, not everything is like, it is like there's like heavier music. Like some of their
that's what I think of when I think of.
That's when I was doing the big like the Fabio fucking back like Fat Fabio back arch. Rest.
Fat Fabio.
Fat Fabio back arch. Band name.
I can't believe that.
Oh my god.
But yeah. I said 110. It probably was 110 because
it's real close.
It went through twice. That's the part I left out.
He did leave that. That's she was probably really raw and bored by the end of that night.
No, I just had an affinity for
this. You kidding me? Creed was on. It was all
on. Oh yeah. Oh.
The
2 hours.
The
I would have fell asleep.
The first. All right. I don't know if it's gonna make you laugh, but the first song on that album is a song called "Are You Ready?" You know, remember the chorus? Are you ready for us to come? Yeah.
I'm ready. 2 seconds into this.
That's ridiculous.
It's real funny.
Oh, that's what I said.
I guess we're tasting it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I taste it like twice already.
Yeah,
it
kind
of tastes like soda.
It is. I'm sorry.
Flat cola. It tastes like flat cheap cola.
It looks like flat cola.
It does. You're right.
Doesn't taste like soda sauce.
No. Actually, well, she said microbrews, though.
The IPA didn't taste like soda sauce.
But that's also. I'd have to give you the beers that to understand. Like, really? You know, like the normal, just like random. Ales that you could get somewhere.
I get like a little bit of fruitiness there.
They do mention that in which we haven't given any descriptions on either of the beers this time.
Yeah, before. We didn't.
It's good.
It's a. Something about it that's weird. I like it.
You know what it is? I think if you drink Guinness, you have a certain expectation, and it's not that.
You know what? Also, when you think of like black lager, for some reason you think. I don't know why. Like I think like Bach, and it's not the same thing.
Yeah,
it's not. It's good though.
It is good.
what was that one you want to have on the birthday? Had you remember the big fucking mug? You gotta have that, and they ended up giving it to me for free.
I don't remember which one that was.
Was it a Magic Hat?
No, I wouldn't.
It was a
you.
Or was it a Guinness? I seem to remember it being I think a Guinness or something.
I can't remember.
It was really. You were there too.
We all
occupado.
If you go to the Jew by our house, if there's nothing else to do, which usually there isn't, which is why you go to the Jew to drink your sorrows away, because you're depressed because nothing else is open, and it's your birthday.
Watching everyone else have a good time.
Yeah.
He had a good fucking
birthday. Yeah, because you got there. All right, just to let you know that.
I'm running the party.
That was the weekend I reevaluated myself and Bill beat up a car and.
Oh, God.
Anyway, if you go there, you can get like a birthday mug, and it's this huge. What
it's
is it?
Four
like?
Beer.
It's like
four,
a. It's like
it's got.
It's like a like the German mugs you see at Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
that's essentially
you
what
get
it is.
You get like a. They say it's free because your friends will buy it, and it's at like a discount price. But they gave.
I think
it
they charge you for like. One beer?
Yeah, they didn't charge me. I got lucky.
Free.
Yeah, it was completely... Because I wouldn't have been able to afford
one
it.
One shitty thing, though. I did tell you about the next day, right? I went there for lunch with my brother.
Yeah, because on your birthday, you can also get a free meal. But it's only a free
it's
dinner.
It's only a free dinner, which I thought was bullshit. Because I'm like, I'm here for lunch. Lunch is cheaper. I'm asking for a $7 burger. You want me to come back and have a $20 steak for free? Fine.
But you didn't do it.
No, because I had Sam the Man with me. We went ahead of podcast. Oh, no. Then we did the Batman and Robin... commentary that night.
Oh yeah, we did.
Oh, was that night?
Fuck yeah.
That was all. Dude, that commentary was great.
Yeah.
We started doing commentaries on movies.
Oh, great.
We only did one.
We're going to do more.
Yeah, we're going to do more, but that was
that's
check
how we
other, check
that's
out the other podcast we all do three-fourths of this current podcast and that's Three Geeks. Follow us on Trace on Twitter at Trace Geeks.
Mhm. Well, I have a funny story actually about you talking about it. It was my birthday, which the birthday party happens to fall on the 30th, which is the 30th of October, which is my birthday. So, Halloween party, and I decided to dress as the Macho Man, Randy Savage, the late and great. And I got blitzed that night. I mean, I got drunk, and I had two pockets cram full of Slim Jims, handing them out to everybody.
I like that.
And then I got blitzed. I wake up the next morning. I'm like, I better check my wallet because I know there ain't going to be no money left in it. I open my wallet. There is not a single dollar out of place. Oh, all my money's in there. I won one of the contests and won a $50 gift certificate to the Jube. Nice. So it's just like, here.
Bring it back.
Yeah. I mean, that's also saying I didn't tip, but.
Sidebar, just because you did bring up the Macho Man, the Machoist of Machos. You know who was on.
Tagline, copyrighted.
Hashtag Machoist of Machos.
Yes.
You know who was on Raw last night?
The Macho Man?
That would be awesome.
Holy shit. Just, it's like the Tupac thing.
Like,
he just comes
up. Like Ultimate Warrior.
Just dump his coffin out on the fucking the ramp.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior comes up and have them tied to him like Weekend of Bernie style. Hulk Hogan just.
Dude, I thought you just said the Ultimate Warrior was on Raw. I was like, what?
not better, but Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
What?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Dude, I like the other promotions. I don't like WWE too much. I love like Japanese wrestling and the amateur stuff is really sweet. Not the raunchy shit, but fucking. I was really stoked that Jericho was on Royal Rumble and he lasted most of that Rumble.
Yeah.
Did you watch that? That was awesome.
Last year.
Rumble.
Yeah, I'm sorry. New Rumble.
Yeah.
This
past Rumble was actually. I hated that John Cena one. It was bullshit. But anyway.
I didn't know Jericho was there.
Jericho did, and Goldust was in there.
It was
cool that Goldust was in because his brother is that current wrestler. I don't know.
Justin Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes.
And Cody Rhodes disqualified Goldust throughout. It was awesome. Nerd shit.
Did you see that? Did I ever show you that of Goldust coming out dressed as Dusty Rhodes?
No.
making fun of his dad, he comes out, he's got the polka dots on. And he's like, my main thing, my son.
Matt, my brother-in-law Matt, his work shows was with Dusty Rhodes. And he says, more like, you remember Kevin?
Yeah.
Tops. Well, of course it's his dad, but
yeah.
He's the best Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, yeah, he did it on that podcast that we did.
No, I'm saying Dustin Rhodes.
Oh.
Who fucking, he looks like him, too, but it's. I'm the main man, the king of the top, the
best. The one best thing he goes, I fought Ric Flair 25,000 times. Oh man.
But yeah.
There's something about this lager that it's good, but there's something weird I don't like about it.
It's the fact that you feel like you can put it in your car and run it for 3,000 miles.
Yep. It's 5W30.
Yeah.
No, it has a good taste, but it kind of, to me, tastes like a watered down Guinness. It doesn't taste.
It does
like
taste
lager.
A little bit like a watered down
like,
Guinness.
Wait, it tastes like it tastes that? Like this is what I'm thinking. You had a 6-pack of Guinness, extra stout, and you're just like, I'm really stoked. But then like 7 or 8 of your friends came over, and you didn't expect
the rest.
So you put it all in a container, and then you put a bunch of water in it, and split it up between everybody.
Having said that. Most people say how regular Guinness is
too much.
It's a little bit too much. Like someone will call it like a dinner beer.
It is.
This
it's a
is,
meal.
This account. I would say I can eat like I can have a dinner.
But
and have this with it.
Calling a watered down stout a black lager.
Fair enough.
Like there's really nothing lager-y about it. It's not light. It's still heavy.
Yeah.
Even though it's lighter, it's I don't know. It's good, but
Yeah, it definitely carries some weight to
mildly, it. Mildly bummed out because I love Guinness Stout.
You were waiting for this like orgy in your mouth.
No, I was stoked that they were doing something new.
Yeah.
And not just like, because even lately I've been drinking Murphy's Stout over Guinness.
Murphy's really good.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Murphy's is actually.
I had a Victory Stout the other night that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, it's so. And granted, we're not in Ireland. Like. We're drinking the shit part of Guinness to begin with, but you know, I don't know. It's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
The reason I made it like I brought it back up the subject is because we made a point to make this the beer to review this week.
And
like me and Nathan
no,
were talking like this
hey,
is a beer.
You know what?
Yeah.
You gotta have good ones and not so great ones.
Yeah.
Not that it's bad, but you know, like
No, it's definitely not bad, and I would like order this over other things. Like I'd order this over any Sam Adams.
Right? I wouldn't order it over a Yingling lager. Just in the lager area. Yingling is my drink. I drink that constantly,
so. No, because you know the thing is too, is like you were just kind of saying, it doesn't strike me as a true lager. But you can drink a Yingling, you can drink a Killian's Irish Red, and though they're very different, they're very close in that they're the same category, they're brewed red oils in some way. This is not big fucking crowbar separation.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't taste like, you're right, it doesn't taste like, it doesn't make it bad, but it doesn't taste like water.
And yeah. Kate even passed her beer to me. Doesn't like it.
It's disgusting.
I wouldn't run out and buy it.
So.
I'm only recently getting into beer, so I'm not really the best authority on it, but
if I was somewhere and someone, you know, reached in the fridge and pulled out one of these, I wouldn't be upset, but I wouldn't buy a six pack for myself.
I'll give you this.
No.
I was
thinking about this for a second. We're just talking about Ireland. How much do you want to bet this shit probably not as readily accessible as like an actual
game? Yeah, probably unstoked.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm just being honest with you.
No, yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Like, I feel like this is the kind of beer like some American asshole walks up to an Irish bar in Dublin and is just like, give me a lager black.
Yeah.
You immediately they know exactly where the fuck you're from. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of like, you know.
But like me and Nathan were talking about how we wanted to start rating things in 1 through 6 as like, would you buy a six pack of it? Would you buy a beer of it? Would you get a couple at a bar? And I feel like this is one where it's just like if someone handed me a beer or if it was at the bar, just to change it up, I'd buy one.
I'm going to say that if I were at a bar and I ordered a Yingling and they said, the keg's kicked, but we have this, I'd take it.
Yeah, you'd get a beer.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go out and just be like, I'm going to have some black lager.
Maybe like switch things up. I'd be like, oh, well, you know what? Yeah, I will take a black lager.
Yeah.
But I would not buy another six pack.
I'm gonna go on a stretch and as one of the carnivores of this family and say that quite frankly I could buy a six pack of this and have a steak dinner. Whatever.
I understand that. No, it's because it's darker. That's.
I feel like I'd have dessert with it.
Yeah, it is kind of sweet, which is cool. But okay. I feel like if you're gonna rate it to
if I were at a birthday party, I had some cake.
If I would throw this on the six pack scale the first time we were doing this, the 60 minute IPA, six pack all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. In case of it, right?
Uh huh.
Even though it's an IPA, first of all, it's way more potent. The Guinness is only 4.5.
Yeah, this is 6.
Well, let's go by this, too. Are they, I wasn't there when you guys bought it, are they relatively cost wise? Because you gotta go by that, too.
Ready?
Too.
It was $13 in the place where you can't really get beer too much.
Yeah.
It's for the 60 minute, and it was, I think it was. 9 or 10 and change for the Guinness.
And you were completely pleased with this for $13.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like pretty much disappointed with it. That's a lot right there. To pay pay that much, almost not double, but close, you know what I'm saying? Like substantially more and be like that much okay with it versus that.
Yeah, and well, the $3 difference, it does mean a lot. And
it does.
For a six pack. And where you can go and get beers that are more readily, or not readily, but like, easily obtainable, like where it's usually cheaper too, where it's like there wouldn't be much of a price difference.
The IPA, I think I would have a case.
Yeah, right. And that says a lot.
But it's also not a shit facing beer. It's the kind where like you take one out every once in a while with a buddy or something like that, and have a few because they're enjoyable.
And you know what? It's
difference.
It's also like I don't know. It's not the. It's actually for an IPA is very. Widely accessible, you could give it to anyone who drinks beer, and just be like, hey, try this one, and they wouldn't automatically be like, eh.
I don't know if I'd do that with a 90 or a 120. That might be a little bit too much.
Yeah.
The 90 I never had the 120, but the 90, the one time I had it, it was a little.
Yeah.
It caught me off guard. It caught me off guard a little bit.
Like I said last podcast, I wouldn't recommend it to someone that's just like drinking Coors Light all the time.
Right.
You know, but if you're open minded to other beers and you've had other beers, you'll probably enjoy the 60 minute. The Guinness, I think,
it's a good switch up, but it's.
Yeah. Mm. Anyone could pick up a black lager and probably be like, oh, it's not bad. You know, and, for the most part. I'm sure there's the diehard fans out there that are like, oh my God, it's the best thing since bread.
I don't know. I feel like this is one of those beers that they're probably like, this is the best thing since, I don't know, Coors Light or something.
I think a diehard Guinness drinker.
Like, it's actually upset.
It's probably upset.
Oh, because, I would be.
Look at the you can even just take it like at the advertising.
Mm. Like, I haven't even seen any of the advertisements.
It's like we had Guinness in the past where it was the Ricky Dean cartoons, like a Jim Jab cartoon.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And they were like,
yeah.
What?
That's like, great. It was very low grade. It's very fun. Like, it was very like, you know, true to itself. Kind of like, I almost think like sometimes the Jameson commercial, you know, like they're very quick, poignant, they're fun. These commercials, this is like no, I'm not knocking it, but it literally is some dude with slick back black hair, cruising through parties, being like,
yeah, this is definitely the beer for the pretentious fuck that doesn't drink beer.
Yeah.
Like the,
it's kind of like,
you don't know, you don't know about Guinness Black Lager. No,
this,
you can't have mine.
No.
I'm raising my hand.
I'll do you one better. This is the guy who, oh, you drink Guinness?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
but without, because that's also the same
really
guy that opens. That's also the same guy that opens up an extra stout, and when he gets to the bottom can, he's like, "There's a fucking ping pong ball. What the fuck is going on here?" And they suck too while I'm at it.
I imagine the guy ordering a black lager is like walking up to the bar. He's like, "What do you got on tap? Wait a minute. Do you have black lager?"
Just looks throughout like, hey, that's like the avant-garde fucking music listener.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm starting to hate this beer now. I'm gonna be like, fuck you, beer.
But it's like you just take all that into account, like I was just talking about, like, we were talking about the advertisements, like the old Guinness advertising, the little Jim Jab cartoon.
Yeah.
Like,
brilliant.
Yeah, it was
a brilliant marketing standpoint.
But this asshole's walking through, it was like, it might as well have been fucking two dudes in an empty pool in the backyard that crack it open and fucking bikini model. Like, it's that level of,
yeah,
like, if you drink this beer, you'll be cool at party.
Schlitz, yeah, gay! You remember that? From fucking Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Schlitz gay! For everybody who's...
Do you remember that? Chris Farley and David Spade drink Schlitz gay?
It was Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah, Adam Sandler. All these, like, dudes in fucking,
Speedos and shit.
Yeah, Speedos show up at the pool party because, like, the old commercials were always, you know, that you crack open a bud and all these, like, hot women show up and everything, and it's like, Schlitz gay.
You know what's really funny, too, is I walked into Tom's room and I was like, yo, we're reviewing the Guinness Black Lager. Tom doesn't drink a lot of different beers. Like, he doesn't like bitter beer at all. He's, like, a stout, dark beer dude.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, since we have it, I wasn't sure I was going to get it. Do you want to come out and at least review the beer with us? And he even said, I had it, not too crazy for it. And I feel like that was a pretty accurate thing, especially if that's someone who doesn't, like, he wouldn't like the IPA.
Yeah.
He wouldn't like other things. and I feel like that would be most people's take on it. Like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, completely forgettable. Guinness, just hire us three. Us four. Like, we'll taste your shit. And we'll give you good beers.
Like, I feel like some dick that walks up to a bar and just orders it.
Just to be cool. So we're gonna sit down for a taste testing. You taste it, and you're just like, fuck, I feel like I drink this, and I tell people I drink it to get pussy.
Pretty much. I mean,
when it doesn't taste good, but it's darker, so it like makes me look cool, and it's not lager.
Oh,
but it is lager.
I'm gonna order a Coke Zero. Tell everyone
it's black lager.
The Coke Zero of beers. I think
that's perfect. It's the Coke Zero of beers.
I think on that note, we should probably cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right,
really?
So the 60 minute IPA, absolutely wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Buy a six pack of it. Buy a fucking case of it.
Yeah, rating one to six. Six.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Six being the 10.
Yeah.
I think we explained it pretty well. Yeah. Buy a six pack of it, and then the Guinness Lager, if your douchey friend has it at a party, steal
drink
it from
it.
Him.
Yeah.
If not,
yeah. If you're at a pool party, and some guy's got one in a core, and he's like, "Yo, bro,
if you can't stomach
you
a
have
full
beer
Guinness without being bloated,
no, you haven't.
Then drink this. This is the watered down Guinness for your weak bellies. You know, preference.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on that note, this is the Beer Goggles Podcast, episode 2. I'm Drew.
I'm Nate.
Jenny.
Kate.
And thanks for listening.
Bye.